Hi, I'm Jen Storer, and you're listening to the Girl and Duck podcast, Creative Writing, Creative Life. Hello and Happy New Year. I'm actually perched on the side of the bed, looking out the window. My bedroom is at the front of the house, so I like that. I'm not in bed though, I've been up for a couple of hours. And I'm on to my second cup of tea, my Earl Grey. And there are a couple of blokes out the back poking around in the what is just a frame at the moment of the new studio. So, you know, they're doing that blokey thing, you know, like, yeah, right, so measure that bit, measure this bit, measure that bit. So the tape measure is, you know, it's kind of like a symbol of cool blokiness. Anyway, I'm very excited to see them back on deck and to see where we go next, because this is their first day back after the Christmas break. And also, it's sort of like one of the first days it's not actually pouring rain. It's been incredibly wet here. So we missed Christmas. We couldn't go. We couldn't go to Melbourne because it was too risky. The weather was just too feral, and wasn't just that we thought maybe we wouldn't make it. We were worried about whether we would make it back again the same day, because the rain and the storms and the thunder and the lightning and the flooding, flash flooding, was just all over the shop. So we had a spontaneous baby Christmas with just myself and himself, and then the neighbour was also grounded, so she came in and joined us. So we whipped up a lovely Christmas dinner and chilled out in the rain. So hopefully in the next couple of weeks we'll get down and reconnect with the family and distribute the gifts and stuff. And that will be nice. I'm just looking, Beatrice is on the road. Oh, she's a naughty cat. She's walking along the gravel. I might have to go and call her in just a second. Back again, rounded her up. She wanted to look at the truck that the builder owns. You know, curiosity and kitty cats, hey? So anyway, himself is just bringing her inside. I'm a little bit distracted. But what was I saying? Oh, that's right, I was prattling on about Christmas. So it's lovely to be back. I've had a lovely break, and I had a social media break as well, which was really good for me and good for my nervous system. And I highly recommend stepping back for a couple of weeks, just switching it all off and just regrouping, because it really does energize you and make you feel more capable, I think, of being out there in the world, whether it's physically or just sort of emotionally, as we are with social media. So that's been good. So the duck pond is all up and running again, and we had our 2 week break as well, which was lovely and just so great to reconnect with everybody in there. Yesterday was our first day back, so we are open for new members too. So if you're thinking of getting some support and guidance and friendship and networking and all that sort of stuff this year, come in, join us. Like, we're just there. You can just join for 1 year or 1 month. You don't have to have an ongoing subscription. You can just join for a year and play around and enjoy it. So we've got a really good lineup of guests this year too, but I'll talk more about that in the coming weeks. No masterclass in there this month, being January. We're just chilling out and just having a nice time. And one of the things that we've been playing with today and that inspired me to do a little podcast was, we've been talking about our word of the year. Word of the year has become such a common thing now. I don't think I really have to explain it. It's basically you just choose a word as your guiding word for the year. And you can use that word in all sorts of ways. You can journal about it, you know, you can make art around it, you can share it with others, or you can keep it to yourself, or you can use it as an affirmation as well. There's lots of ways that you can work with your word, and it doesn't have to be air quotes here, a positive word. It can be a challenging word too. One of our duckies chose the word disrupt because she feels like she's been, you know, in a rut for too long and she needs to break out and she needs to sort of shake her tail feathers, basically. And perhaps even, you know, stop caring so much what others think and get out there and disrupt. I feel like disrupt would have been a good word for me back in 2015, 2016 when I first started Girl and Duck, because it did seem like a really disruptive thing to do. It wasn't the norm in our industry for a writer to go off and start, you know, a full-on community in the way that I did with Girl and Duck. It was quite a disruptive move. You see a lot more of it now and it's more common, but back then there wasn't anything else much out there in terms of community and community offerings in this space. It was mostly just Squibby, who are, of course, are wonderful, and the ASA. There wasn't much else that I was really aware of anyway at the time. So it felt sort of a bit avant-garde to start up Girl and Duck. Now, you know, Girl and Duck is just such a institution and people are so used to it, it doesn't feel at all radical. Anyway, so we were talking about our word of the year and what we're going to go with. And one of the duckies said that she was going to go with effortless. And I really like that. And she said that she was, you know, wanted to be more aware of when she was overworking things. And she didn't go any deeper into that, but of course, you can go with effortless in all sorts of areas of your life. It doesn't have to just be your creativity. And it made me think about in 2023, I was really experimenting with the idea of effortless being. And it's something that in my studies of non-duality, I had come across this concept of effortless being and wanted to go more deeply into it. And it sort of springs from that idea or that, you know, guiding principle in a lot of spiritual circles from Taoism right through to the Christian mystics, the idea that we are being lived. We are not having to do all this stuff ourselves. We don't, because we are internally an effortless being. Life lives through us. Life expresses through us. We don't have to make it happen. We don't have to get up in the morning and go, okay, now I hope my heart is pumping. I must see to that, and I must see to that blood flowing, and I must see to, you know, to the, must check that there's enough oxygen to get through the day and all that sort of stuff. We are, from a physical perspective, being lived, but we also are being lived spiritually and emotionally, and of course, thought, the thoughts that we have are not our own. There's a matrix of thought, and thoughts come to us as invitations. They come to us, and when we think of it in that way, that thoughts as an invitation, we can accept or reject certain thoughts and become more aware of our thoughts. And then that can bring us back to this idea of living more effortlessly and trusting that we don't have to strive and control and fight and battle our way through our days. We can just, because we, however we think, we're still going to be living. We're still going to be lived through. This is a really big concept, and it's not really a creative writing concept, but I just wanted to share it with you because I've found that it's such a lovely way to live. To really tap into that effortless being that is always here now. It's very Eckhart Tolle. It's very, Taoist to be here now. Future and past belong to the mind, but the effortless being that is us is always in the now. So That made me think of, having effortless as a word, I thought was a really nice word. And again, if we bring it back down to earth and get more materialistic with it, you know, it is nice to look at our work and see where it can be more effortless. And this is a really important thing for writers, because one of the tendencies, of course, is always to overwrite, and that is often driven by the ego's desire to look clever, you know, and we're encouraged to do that within our education system as kids. We're encouraged to look clever and use the big words and use the fancy similes and all that sort of stuff, and, you know, torture the metaphors just so that we can look clever and show, yeah, I know what I'm doing here, I understand what I'm doing. And it becomes very egotistical. But if you can step back from that and write with more sincerity and write in a more effortless way without straining to look clever or impressive or fancy, then the writing will be as it should be. It will be clear, and it will be easeful, and it will be pleasant to read. And what's, of course, the irony in here is that when we drop that efforting, the writing actually does become more clever. You know, it becomes more astute, more focused, and more in often more profundity will come through, because we've put the ego in the back seat and we're just letting the creativity flow through us. So this idea of effortless creation, effortless being, and again, we can take that to our writing and illustrating for sure, all right, with illustrating to be effortless, to be effortless and look effortless. It's not tight. It's not overworked. We're not trying to show too much. You know, even if the mind, as we know, and if anyone studied visual arts, you know that the mind will fill in the gaps. You just draw two eyes on a page and the mind will put a head around it. It's a really simplistic idea, but I know you know what I mean. And so we, again, watching our tendency to want to draw too much, to put too much in, to even to put, you know, the correct colours, you know, the grass has got to be green and the sky has got to be blue. I remember Sean Tan, when we had him in the duck pond with a masterclass, talking about that and talking about playing with colour in terms of just what's normally accepted, you know, getting away from blue sky, green grass, brown trunks on trees. Be more effortless in your expression and less concerned about who's watching and who's correcting and who's grading. And this comes back to that unlearning all the education that we've had. So again, this is a rambly podcast, I know, and it's very effortless. So I hope that maybe in the year ahead you can consider, you know, where in your life you could bring in a little bit of effortless being, where you can let go a bit, where you can stop striving and just breathe, even if it's only for an hour every day. I'm not saying throw out your goals or throw out your dreams, but I am saying that it can be really nice to just come back into the now as regularly as possible and just realize that regardless of what you're thinking, you are being lived. Within you, there is an effortless being who is just here, living and witnessing what's going on around it. All right, I am going to go now effortlessly and get on with my day, and I might wander out and have a look and see what the builders are doing, although I do like to stay out of their way. My dad was a builder, and I just had it drilled into me, keep away from the builders. Don't get under their feet. Stop asking questions. You know, you don't belong here. And I've carried that into my adulthood, just staying away. But I have discovered that they do like me to come out there with some morning tea. They're always happy to have a piece of cake and a cup of tea. So, yes, I need to let the builders be effortless in what they're doing and not effort to be the perfect host. There you go. There's a lesson for myself. All right. I hope you have a beautiful year. Be sure to subscribe if you don't. Not necessarily to the podcast. I'd love you to subscribe to the podcast, but subscribe to my newsletter. There's a link in the show notes where you can subscribe to my newsletter so that I can keep in contact with you and let you know what's going on in the world of Girl and Duck and what courses I'll be running this year and what presenters are coming up in the pond and all that sort of stuff. So it's really good if you're on my mailing list because we can connect more effortlessly. All right, have a beautiful day wherever you are, and I'll speak to you again soon. Loads of love. Bye. If you want more ducky goodness, pop over to the website, girlandduck.com, or you can find me on Instagram at Jen E. Storer. That's JenEStorer.